Senior product leaders are actually company change agents, and most aren't really trained for it. So what does that then mean in practice? It means that there is so much challenge in trying to change the organization in order to become more product driven that it gets into the way of the really important product work, especially the more strategic product work. But what surprised me when I recently interviewed a group of wonderful senior product leaders was that pretty much all of them really thrive in that challenge. But they don't want for the challenge to go away completely. They just want for the challenge to go to a manageable amount so that they can have just a bit more time getting back into the product work. So let me share some principles with you that help you make that a lot easier. First of all, where does all of this come from? It comes from product transformation not actually being a thing, not in the explicit way that digital transformation is a thing or agile transformation is a thing. There is no product transformation, and maybe it will come, maybe it will not come, I don't know. But if you think about it, product leaders, especially senior product leaders in organizations, they are changing the way that the organization is working, especially for those companies where product thinking and product management, modern day product development, is only becoming a thing. So the work that senior product leaders need to do will result in a change to the organization so that it become more product driven. So once we've worked through this period where product transformation, as implicit as it might be, is done, the next one would be product design transformation, right? Once we get product development going, then usually we need to help the organization become more product design driven as well and really help it appreciate how important user experience is in the product experience. But I digress. So why is this a problem, right? If you think about it, this organizational change that is happening, the challenge for most senior product leaders right now seems to be at a level where it's getting beyond frustrating. And that usually results in one thing, which is if there's not enough progress happening over a sustained period of time and it outweighs the enjoyment that senior product leaders get out of the work that they do, then there is one outcome that is inevitable, and that might mean leaving the organization for one that is more morphable, more open to improving, more open to embracing product, becoming product driven. I see a parallel here from a book that I read, which is called The Idealist's Survival Guide. It's about people working in humanitarian campaigns and humanitarian organizations, where I might think, wow, that's really great work, right now. I mean, that must be super fulfilling and really high with purpose. So the job satisfaction must be quite high too. And yeah, of course, to some degree it is. However, the number one reason of people leaving such organizations really surprised me. The reason why people in humanitarian campaigns and organizations are leaving those jobs is not for lack of purpose, of course, but it is because it is so hard to get things done. It is ultimately about processes and how the organization is working and supporting the work. So all the things that get in the way of the work, kind of like in product work, right? Helping the organization change and become more product driven is so consuming because there is so much education and so much support and so much aligning that needs to happen in order for the organization to become more product driven, that it actually gets in the way of some of the product workers, at least on the senior product leader level. So I don't want for that to be your future. I want to share some principles with you that can help you make that work easier. And I've got three prepared for you in this video. And those clients of mine that I get to work with that follow these principles have a much easier time dealing with those challenges, and the challenges become a lot more manageable. And those clients of mine that haven't been using those principles are the ones who are noticeably more frustrated by what they have to put up with, if you will, on an everyday basis. Okay, so the first thing I would like to suggest to you is to, when you are interacting with a key stakeholder who needs to improve some things in the organization, processes or structure, whatever it might be, in order to enable smoother product work, to identify some shared goals. If two people have no shared goals, but everything is separate, it is very difficult to actually align around something. So always think about what the shared goal might be of doing something and inspiring some sort of change in order to make product work more seamless and help the organization do that better. So that's the first principle. The second principle is to nurture a bit of empathy and think about what's in it for them. What is in it for the key stakeholder that would make this particular change that is required in order to make the product work easier, simpler, more streamlined? What is it that the other stakeholder, what is it that the other person might gain from that? And that would give you a bit more insight into what you can include in the conversation when it comes to inspiring more organizational change that optimizes product work. The third one is something that you probably have done a lot in the past, but may not have considered to incorporate when you are thinking about organizational processes that needs to improve in order to support your organization becoming more product driven. Before we get to that though, just wanted to share very quickly that actually in last month, the video of the month for my members was a case study of a senior product leader who ran a product transformation campaign, an implicit one, at not just one, but two major fintech organizations. And that's one of the benefits that are included in this program. If you're curious to learn more, check out productleadership.eu. That's productleadership, one word, .eu. Now, back to the third principle for organizational development, to make it easier for you to effect organizational change that makes your company more product-driven. The third one is to use basic experiment design when you are looking to discuss changes to organizational processes, right, and structures. So to form an example, this might be about shaking up the team structure or responsibilities in the teams in order to empower the product managers or product owners and ensure that the work that they do is actually fully driven by their prioritization, right? So there might be some dynamics that are not supporting that right now. This is common when product and engineering aren't actually one organization. Just to mention one example, and the proposed change might be formulated in an experiment, right? The observed issue that we're experiencing is XYZ. We believe that by doing ABC, we will see this other type of outcome. We will know that this is true when we can actually count these things or observe these things, and we will see these different types of outcomes, right? We will give ourselves 1, 2, 3 months, no more usually, I would suggest, in order to be able to observe how the change that we're suggesting may or may not bring about this particular change, right? By adopting basic experiment design, the perceived severity, if you will, of the change is usually lessened, right? You see the same thing with trials, pilots, those types of things. It's just psychologically forming a demarcation around a particular change, and that makes it a lot easier.